So today's topic is called the happy life. Okay, so what is the happy life? At the end of the day, we're all pursuing a happy life, aren't we? We all want to be happy. And for those of you who know the United States Constitution, for example, what does it start? The pursuit of what? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right? These are all things that we believe are rights that we should have. So there are many things that make us feel happy in the moment, right? Getting a nice gift from someone. Someone says something nice to you. You get a good mark on a test. Or as I shared at the retreat too, when a guy or girl that you like says hi to you. These are all the things that make us feel good at that moment, right? But they're temporary. In today's passage, when the author says happy, so let's go back to the first, happy are those, right? Happy, what does he mean by that? He's talking about joy, right? So joy. I have the next slide after this. Joy, what is it? Joy is the underlying state of being content and fulfilled in life. Okay, it's an underlying state. It means that even though there will be moments in life when it's difficult and hard, life is not always easy, but even still, we'll have an underlying state of still being content. That's what joy is. Okay. So verse 5 says, happy are those whose help is in the God of Jacob and whose help is in the Lord their God. So there's two elements to joyful people here. And I have a slide. Two elements of joyful people, right? From verse 5. Number one, those whose help is the God of Jacob, and those whose hope is in the Lord their God. So I have a question for each of you. What helps you in your times of difficulty? All right. And what do you put your hope in to get you through these difficult moments? All right. Think about that. As you know, this stage in your life, sometimes it could be difficult. You know, I'm thinking back on like high school years, middle school years. You're going through so many changes. You know, your body's going through a lot of changes. Those of you who came in grade 7 in high C compared to like now, like if you're in senior high C, think of how much your body has changed. Right? You went through awkward growth spurt, like maybe uncoordinated or things like that. Your hormones are changing and your personalities have been affected and changed as well. And a lot of these changes cause, emotional ups and downs, right? One day you can be very hopeful and optimistic about things, and the next day you can be just downright depressed and like, oh, this life sucks, right? Teenage years are when a lot of depression actually starts to hit for a lot of people. And next slide. That's right. Teenage mood swings. There's a lot of mood swings. You look on life and you can see that things are bad one day, but the next day it's pretty good, right? Ups and downs. So, where does your help come from? For some of us, friends are a good source of support. You know, if you have some good friends that you can trust and rely on, then you're fortunate. But I think you've probably seen, even friends are not always reliable, right? You probably experienced it. One day, yeah, man, we're BFF, friend for life. Next day, where are you, man? I need a friend. Where are you? They're gone. Or they're doing their own thing. They have their own priorities, right? because even your peers are going through all these changes too. And some of their personalities are probably changing as well. And so really, what can you rely upon, right? Some of us may turn to diversions, right, to help get us through. I know a lot of guys play like video games and stuff to get their minds off things, or it's an escape, or play sports, right? I don't know. Some girls turn to books as an escape, or social media, things like that. We all have our different things. So what do we put our hope in to get us through difficult moments? I mean, some of us look to getting good marks in school so I can become very successful in the future. Some of us want to do stuff that will get respect or admiration for others. I mean, there's different things that we look put our hopes in, right? So what's the common thread in these things that I talked about? Right? What's the commonality between some of these things that we turn to for help or put our hope in. Next slide. Here we go. Let's read this. They are all temporary and conditional. Right? Like I said, a friend that's here today may be gone tomorrow. Or something that I thought I can really put my hope on today, tomorrow it's not the same. Right? Is that really a solid way to find help and hope? Isn't it much better if we can find help and hope in something much more solid? And so today's message, what is today's message? Is this, what is this something solid? It's our God, right? God is eternal. What, God is ever faithful. God is always there for us. God is someone that we can place our hope in at all times and for all of eternity. And so the psalmist today describes the nature and character of God in today's passage. So the first slide. So God who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them. So what is this saying basically? It's saying God is the real deal. He's the one who made heaven and earth, the sea, and everything that's in it. Right? So God is the source of all life. Your life, my life, all the earth, creation. He's our creator, he's our father, and our mother. Okay, that's God. He's the real deal, solid. Next slide. But not only that, I mean, it would be one thing if God is just this like, you know, like super creator out there. But no, God is faithful. Okay. If we reach out to God, we might not hear him at first. Okay. Like God, it's not like God's like an instant teller, like, here's your answer. Sometimes we don't hear God and we don't, it seems like God is distant from us. But if we trust God, God is ever faithful. Okay? And in his own time, you guys know that old song, In His Time, right? In his time, he makes all things beautiful in his time. Maybe another time we'll sing it. But in God's own time, in God's own way, God will provide comfort and direction for us if we put our trust in him. Okay? That's what the psalmist is saying. This is the God that we praise and worship on Sundays. Next slide. But there's more. I mean, God is faithful, but God, let's read this, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. God is a compassionate God too. Isn't that amazing? God brings justice for the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. So God cares about suffering in this world. If we are going through difficult moments, if you're going through a difficult moment, God cares. Okay, God cares. And God also grieves with us. When our heart is broken, God's heart is broken. That's the kind of God that we're talking about here. Next slide. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. So what does this mean? To me, this is such a moving statement for me. You know, God loves those who are humble in heart. Okay, God doesn't want us to be like all strong and have everything together. You know, that's the world. We like to be put together, right? Present our best selves, you know. Good clothes, slick our hair, like good attire, you know, that kind of presentation. But no, God desires a broken, a contrite, and a humble heart, right? This means that we come before God with all of our heartaches, our worries, our fears, our anxieties, our disappointments. God takes all of that in. That's the kind of God we're talking about today. God loves us in spite of our brokenness. Isn't that a wonderful kind of God that we worship? We don't have to put up a front in front of God. He's a merciful God and a God who loves us unconditionally. So, you know, my dear friends, I really want you to remember this as we go through each day in life. We may be told that we're not good enough or only when you achieve this, you're okay. And sometimes we try to bring that attitude to God as well, don't we? Sometimes we're embarrassed to come to God, or we have to say, only if I'm good enough will God kind of accept me. Well, God doesn't work that way. God wants us to be real before him. Okay, real, keeping it real before God. Okay, in a real way, keeping it real. I'm not just saying that to sound cool and stuff, but really, we got to keep it real before God. To come just as we are so that God can tell us that he loves us. It's interesting how this passage was chosen during the Christmas season. I didn't just pick this, right? It's a part of this lectionary. And so during this Advent season, remember I talked about that a few weeks ago, we wait for the coming of our Lord Jesus, right? Jesus was coming into the world through history. So Jesus demonstrated God's will here on earth, right? We learned that through the gospel stories. Jesus himself lived a life of compassion, of seeking out the lost, the broken, and the outcast, right? And he displayed his humility all the way to the cross. So as we wait on Jesus, right, we're called to place our hope in God. Okay. So let's listen up here. As the year draws to a close, okay, let's reflect on our lives right now. Okay, let's think on the good moments we've had and also the difficult moments we've had and where we've found our hope. Okay, and let's ask God to come into our hearts, okay, and guide us through each moment in our lives. You may recall, let's go back to the very first passage from today, Isaiah. That's right. Okay, next slide. That's right. Okay, this passage right here. Okay, say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. And then the last line there, he will come and save you. So there's a very good song. You guys may have sung it. I'm not sure. But we'll sing this together first today, right now. Okay. And as we reflect on what I just talked about, finding our help and our hope in God.